Good day and welcome to all Sokola Duma readers and listeners. The following is a reading of the Siyagoboza section of the Sokola Duma newspaper. This was featured in issue number 1168. Physical copies of the paper will not be printed this week or next week, but we do have a digital version of the paper on magster.com. If you head over to sokoladuma.co.za, at the top of the page, you'll find a tab that says Buy SL Online. If you click that link, you'll find a step-by-step guide on how to sign up and read the digital copy. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's have a look at the stories of the week.
Sokola Duma Radio.
In your first story, a new deal for Dolly in the works. The remainder of 2020 looks set to be big for Keegan Dolly as he looks to regain his place back at Montpellier after a very tough 2019 where he was dogged by bad injury luck. Dolly, who recently turned 27, is now back to full fitness, having turned out for the League One side's reserve team before football was halted by the coronavirus outbreak, and the suspension of the league will at least have given him chance to focus on getting himself in the best shape possible without the fear of missing games. The Bafana Bafana international will soon enter into the last 12 months of his contract with the French club, and the Sia crew has been informed that there have already been whispers of a new contract in the south of France, with the club keen for him to succeed in Montpellier colours. Having twice picked up injuries while on international duty with South Africa, the former Mamelodi Sundowns man may welcome the break from international football at this point in time, but will be itching to get back out onto the field when football does resume. The next 6 months will be key for the attacker as he looks to force his way into Mikel Derzakarian's plans for what is left of the 2019-20 season. But even with his injury, it has been suggested that the club is keen to extend his deal further. Dolly was playing regularly for Montpellier back at the start of the season before injury hampered his progress, and he's also thought to have attracted interest from elsewhere overseas, should his spell with his current employers come to an end at any point in the next 18 months. In our next story, Mahlasela's waiting on Chiefs. It was thought that Kabelo Mahlasela would have clarity on his future by now after the Sia crew reported last month that a return to Kaizer Chiefs at the end of his loan spell with Polokwane City was highly unlikely. The attacker was one of three players to leave Naturena during the January transfer window for a fresh start due to lack of game time, and the idea was that the Amakosi management would assess his situation around June. It's when Mahlasela's contract is set to run out, and sources have indicated that the player was ready to move on and had agreed in principle to remain a City player should they avoid relegation at the end of the campaign. But Chiefs, who have since been hit with a two-window transfer ban by FIFA, would still have to make the final call as their desperation to retain the services of players currently on their books grows because of the restriction by the World Football Governing Body. With the Premier Soccer League currently suspended as a result of the deadly coronavirus and Mzansi approaching its second full week under lockdown, insiders have informed the crew that there has been no word from Chiefs regarding the future of the former Bloemfontein Celtic attacker whose contract ends on June 30th. Further discussions, it seems, will be dictated by how quickly things can normalize again while the league, and indeed the entire world, tries to cope with COVID-19. And next, in our first leading story, is Percy Tau on the move again? It looks likely that Percy Tau will be on the move once again before next season begins, with Club Bruges unlikely to try and make his loan deal a permanent one at the end of the current campaign. The 25-year-old spell in Bruges has been hot and cold in 2019-20, with the player making his UEFA Champions League and Europa League debuts respectively, even getting an assist at the Santiago Bernabeu against Real Madrid, but also facing a lot of time on the bench in 2020 so far. Tau has played in just 3 of Bruges' 9 Pro League games this year up until now, after falling down the pecking order under Philippe Clement. And CS sources have suggested that, as things stand, they won't be looking to sign him permanently from English outfit Brighton and Hove Albion. While he is set to leave the club with another league winner's medal and 4 more European goals to his name, he could also add a Croquet Cup title to his list of achievements if the final is eventually played once the coronavirus outbreak has been brought under control. with the Bafana Bafana star set to return to Brighton, who are 2 points off the relegation places in the English Premier League, it remains to be seen where he will be playing his football next season, as it still remains difficult for him to acquire a work permit in the United Kingdom. Dow has 2 years left to run on his deal with the Seagulls, and it seems as though another loan spell could be on the cards as he continues to make his way in Europe. In our next story, Chiefs seem to have the edge over Sundowns for Castro. Mamelodi Sundowns' shock interest in Leonardo Castro was revealed in last week's edition of Soccer La Duma, with key figures behind the scenes looking to bring the player back to Kloerkop for the 2020-2021 season. Subsequently, the SIA crew investigated further, and SIA sources close to the dealings revealed that as it stands, should Castro opt to stay in South Africa, Kaizer Chiefs would be his first option. However, it's believed that he harbors another objective too. Castro, whose contract with Chiefs comes to an end on June 30th, has reportedly turned down offers in North Africa as well as an initial offer from Amakosi. As reported, indications are that he has since handed his demands to Chiefs while Sundowns have entered into the frame. However, it's clear that the Colombian has not made up his mind just yet. SIA sources have explained that the 30-year-old has prioritized a move to Europe as his first option. It's believed that Castro is keen on putting pen to paper on a deal in Europe, in what will all likeness be his last big money deal of his professional career. There is no indication of where in Europe at this point in time, though the economical fragility of the world's economy could create a stumbling block for Castro, with world football facing a considerable amount of uncertainty. The timing of a European move may not be in Castro's favor, and sources have indicated that if he does stay in Mzansi, Chiefs would be his first option. The player is believed to be happy at the Soweto Giants and enjoying his football with the team. With Chiefs believed to have the edge over their ABSA Premiership rivals, it has been suggested that Downs will need to persuade the player if they are to continue with their pursuit. The Kloerkop-based outfit could offer Castro a deal that is too good to turn down, as this deal could be decided by which club offers him the most lucrative contract. If he does end up signing a new contract with Chiefs, it will come as a big relief for Amakosi, as they cannot afford to lose yet another key player from their squad due to the transfer ban handed down by FIFA. Sticking with Sundowns, it seems as though Sundowns are set to release Mohomi. Lucky Mohomi could finally be heading out the exit door at Mamelodi Sundowns at the end of the season. This is according to SIA sources in the know. The 28-year-old midfielder has been linked with a move away from the Kloerkop-based club over the last few transfer windows, with talk of a move to SuperSport United. The Brazilians, however, had been reluctant to let Mohomi leave the club, despite the player making just 4 appearances for Sundowns since the 2017-2018 campaign. Now it seems there could be light at the end of the tunnel for Mohomi. According to SIA sources, there's been talk of Sundowns possibly opting against exercising the added option on the midfielder's contract, which means that he would be heading out of the exit door sooner rather than later. His contract with Downs will come to an end on June 30th, and should the Brazilians not take up the added 1-year option, he will leave the Kloerkop-based club as a free agent once the season comes to an end. Mohomi has made 0 appearances for Masandawana this season, falling low down on the pecking order, while injuries have also added to the player's frustrations. It seems that the former Free State Stars man could finally be granted his wishes of pursuing game time elsewhere should Sundowns not take the option. In our next story, is Vilakazi's AmaZulu future in doubt? Nhlanhla Vilakazi's future with AmaZulu is in doubt, with the Durban-based club expected to make crucial squad decisions at the end of the season. Having joined Usutu in 2018 after contributing to Free State Stars' Nedbank Cup success in the previous season, a lot had been expected from the midfielder in KwaZulu-Natal. However, things have not worked out as expected for the central midfielder in the current campaign. After making a staggering 25 league starts last season, he has only made 10 so far this season, going into the last 6 matches of the campaign with the relegation threatened side team. Furthermore, the 34-year-old was recently suspended by the club under head coach Josef Vukušić, though the suspension has since been lifted under caretaker mentor Ayanda Dlamini. Vilakazi's last appearance for Usutu was against Polokwane City in February, when he came on as a substitute, and indications are that the club is considering letting him go. Vilakazi's representative Ayanda Sichwele confirmed that AmaZulu are still to make a decision regarding the player's future. He's quoted as saying, "AmaZulu have an option on the player's contract, and as things are, he is their player until they decide otherwise. He is officially an AmaZulu player. The decision is the club's one whether they take the option or not." End quote. And in our next lead story, is there European interest in Middendorp? Given his fine work in South Africa with Kaizer Chiefs, the Sea Crew has been informed that Ernst Middendorp is a man who has been spoken of in Europe as teams start to plan for the future. The German has been in charge of Amakhosi's shock push to the top of the Absa Premiership table this season, taking them from a team that finished ninth in 2018-19 to a team just 8 games away from lifting the league title. Chiefs have already bettered their previous campaign in almost every way over the course of the 2019-20 season so far. And the fact that they are now 4 points clear at the top of the table under Middendorp's tutelage has not gone unnoticed. While the coronavirus has caused the suspension of football in South Africa and across the world, Chiefs are also dealing with the situation regarding their appeal of a 2-window transfer ban handed out by FIFA. And given Middendorp's work with the youth during his career, he may be an important cog in the machine next season should they have to blood more youngsters into the first team. According to CS sources, the 61-year-old's future is far from set in stone, despite his contract having another year left to run, with whisperings of potential interest from back in Europe. Middendorp spent time with the likes of Arminia Bielefeld, FC Augsburg, and FVL Bochum in Germany in the past, while he was also previously with Cyprian giants Anorthosis Famagusta. His previous work with Chiefs development structures will be a big advantage to him too. Having promoted players to the Amakhosi first team with success, clubs abroad will take it into account. His last job overseas was as technical director of Bangkok United in Thailand, a job he left prior to rejoining Amakhosi. And now, having impressed in Mzansi, it could open the door for a technical director role elsewhere, where he can add his knowledge and experience across both the youth and senior sectors. For now, though, the only thing on Middendorp's mind will be making sure that Chiefs can finish the season strongly and bring to an end the longest trophy drought in their 50-year history. In our next story, money issues could threaten Genene's career abroad. It has come to the Sea Crew's attention that there are ongoing money issues that could pose a potential threat to Bennett Chenene's career. The former Orlando Pirates star is currently in Côte d'Ivoire, with the 36-year-old making the most of his professional career as a veteran with Williamsville Athletic Club, or WAC for short. He joined the side last year after battling to find a team since 2015, while Kenneth Yamongbe, the Beninese South African-based agent who facilitated Chenene's move to Côte d'Ivoire, spoke highly about the player's progress last week. The representative has now confirmed that there are issues regarding the payments of the Sebokeng-born player's monthly salaries. He is quoted as saying, "Yeah, Bennett is doing fine, but we have a few issues regarding salaries, but we are busy sorting them out. All I can say is that he is enjoying his football." It remains to be seen if the issues are sorted out or if they will in fact threaten his career in West Africa. As confirmed by the representative, Janene's role at the club is not limited to only playing, but extending himself in an unofficial player coach role too, where he is able to mentor the youngsters. In our next story, SuperSport CEO to motivate a bumper in Tembo's contract. The Sea Crew reported in October last year that SuperSport United coach Gaetano Tembo had agreed a new 2-year contract in principle, and now it has been confirmed that the club is already considering an extension. On the back of clinching the MTN trophy earlier in the season, Tembo was rewarded with a new deal, and with Matatanza currently occupying third place in the Absa Premiership, SuperSport CEO Stan Matthews feels that the coach deserves to stick around for even longer. He's quoted as saying, "Depending on where we finish, there's room to look at a new deal. My chairman, Kulu Sibiya, will sit down with us at the end of the season for a review. And at that time, if we finished in the top 4, I will not hesitate to table a new offer, and I know my chairman will be supportive." End quote. SuperSport are left with only 6 league matches, but football has been halted by COVID-19, and there's no certainty yet whether the campaign will resume. Matthews is also quoted as saying, "Sibiya may even be supportive without a top 4 finish, but I want Gaetano to go in on the back of strength. to say that he is the first one since 2012 to finish in the top four and he won a trophy. And he will get it because we look after our people, but it needs to be deserved and earned. Matthews added, I will be the first one to fight for it. And knowing my chairman and board, I don't think I will have to fight very hard. In our next lead story, could we be seeing Tyson in Pirates colors? Thulani Tyson Hlatshwayo's much-talked-about potential transfer from Bidvest Wits to Orlando Pirates did not materialize as the player himself had hoped last year, with the Bafana Bafana skipper even penning a new deal with the Clever Boys. It was thought that the deal was completely dead in the waters, but the Buccaneers could still have an opening to land their target, but the price has to be right. The Sea Crew spoke to Hlatshwayo's representative, Mike Ndombela, and while he emphasized that Tyson was happy at Wits and contracted to the APSA Premiership outfit until at least June 2022, a switch is not completely out of the picture. He's quoted as saying, I think Thulani made it clear that he would like a new challenge, but subsequent to that, he was offered a new deal by Wits and he wouldn't have taken it if he was unhappy and felt he would be heading for the exit door a few months down the line. To be honest, it is probably up to the two clubs to discuss it. If they sit down and Wits get what they are asking for, then maybe it's possible. But as things stand, I can tell you that Thulani will still be at Wits next season. On further investigation, sources have indicated that there remains interest from Pirates in the defender, though they probably did miss their biggest window to get him to move before he signed his new bumper contract with the Students in August last year. The Sea Crew will be keeping a close eye on this one because anything can happen in football. In our next story, there's an update on Kumwala's Highlands Park trial. Zimbabwean striker Kurakwashe Kumwala is no longer training with Highlands Park following his recent trial, though the club has indicated that they will be in touch. With the Lions of the North expected to part ways with Tendai Ndoro at the end of the season following the unsuccessful talks between the two parties as reported by the Sea Crew, indications are that the club could look to replace the experienced former Orlando Pirates forward with his countrymen in preparation for next season. Kumwala's representative, Michael Ngobeni, confirmed to the Sea Crew that the forward was recently in Mzansi and trained with the Lions of the North from February 26th to the 9th of March. Ngobeni explained that the player was told to stop training by coach Alan Fries, with the coach stating that they had a lot of strikers and that their foreign quota was currently full. He also told the player that he would be in contact with his agent. While some reports in Zimbabwe have suggested that Kumwala might have already penned a pre-contract with the Gauteng-based club, Ngobeni has reiterated that no deal is in place as yet for the former Dynamos player. In our next story, City set to lose Stevens to Stellies on a free. A Cape Town City goalkeeper is believed to be heading out the exit door at the Citizens once his contract comes to an end on June 30th. Sage Stevens, who's made 37 appearances for City since joining the club in August of 2017, is set to see his time with the club come to an end once his contract expires. Sea sources have revealed that City have not held any talks with Stevens' camp as yet regarding a new contract, with indications that the club is set to see him leave on a free at the end of the season as he looks to pursue regular game time elsewhere. It has since been revealed to Sokola Duma that Stellenbosch FC are looking to rope in the player for the new season as they are eager to add first team cover to their goalkeeper position following the departure of Boy de Jong, who returned to the Netherlands last month. Stellenbosch now have Lee Langefeld, Dylan Hawes and Keegan Poole in their goalkeeper department, with Stevens set to come in and add even more healthy competition while also bringing in top flight experience. Stevens is also no stranger to Steve Barker, as the 28-year-old previously plied his trade under the head coach during his time at AmaZulu FC, and it remains to be seen whether the duo will be reunited at the Western Cape outfit come the end of the season. Thank you very much for tuning in to Sokola Duma Radio. For those of you wondering, the reason why we are doing these articles in this format is because we know that a lot of you won't be able to go outside and pick up physical copies of the newspaper due to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown it has caused. And so for that reason, you can find us here on Sokola Duma Radio, Spotify, Apple, or Google Play to find readings of all of your favorite articles, interviews, and editors' columns. So make sure to stay tuned. You'll still get all of the same content even if you can't pick up the paper. Cheers.